Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to the one and only Super View Show's Career Retrospectives right here on the Super View Show Network. I am joined by my two incredible music-loving fans, Kyle and Mike. What's going on, gents?
What's up, guys? Happy 2025.
Yes, the first show of the year.
2025.
First show of the year, baby, on this Monday, January 6th, 2025. Crazy time. Crazy time indeed. No, but as the title of our podcast suggests, alludes to whatever. Since we did not do it live on the stream last year, but Kyle, we repopulated the wheel with albums that we want to review, and it landed on Kyle's pick, as is how I suggest. Today we're talking about the rap rock group known as Hollywood Undead and their album American Tragedy from 2011. Let's get to it, shall we? Let me just share some. Mike's going first because he voluntold himself. That's okay. Yes, voluntold himself.
I like that.
Mike, what do you like got that. For? What do you know about Hollywood Undead and their back history? What do you got for them?
Well, I know nothing of this band. I literally know zero about this band besides seeing their name in random, listings for concerts, seeing their costumes, and I've heard of their very theatrical kind of performance, you know. So other than that, I had no clue what to expect from this band. And yeah, like I definitely felt like this one was not something that I could get on board with straight from the start. Yeah, I mean, is that a shocker? Is that a shocker, folks? I mean,
yeah.
But I do have to turn my turn my hat like this while I do the review because it's very hip hop and cool. So I want to be hip hop and cool. Where do I start with this? It is literally just one long marathon of just like a synthetic, just digital, boring drums, just across the board, like rapping that's just not even good. Lots of digital noises in the background. It's a very noisy and kind of unpleasant record to listen to. This was just brutal for me. It was just, the humor is like something I would have laughed at in middle school, and it just overall in very little form I could find a moment where I'm like, all right, I like this. Like literally even down to just like even down to like the beats and the drums and everything, it's just hard to find a piece of this that I actually could get, you know, take a bite out of. But we'll start from the front of the record. Bend to Hell is a 5. Just really not my style. Feels like, you know, it just had that Kid Rock feel to it. You know, just overall, it was just a basic, repetitive, just keep repeating the same thing. I can't keep my hat like this. It's just going to drive me nuts. I'm not cut out for that rap life, man. It's just repetitive, and it just, you know, it's okay. It's just 5 out of 10. Apologize. This is just another repetitive song. It's just, you know, the beats, the electronic sounds again. There's going to be a lot of beating things to death. It is the most cringiest thing lyrically, and they're going for that on purpose, you know. I think they're doing that, you know, obviously to get a rise, and you know, but it's just like not even the rap is good. I like a rap that changes cadence. It's just like da 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 da. It's the thing I would have rapped when I was like going to school and I thought I was cool and nobody else did. I fully endorse that. Across the board, it just really did not do anything well. It's a 3 out of 10. This is just it was just boy. My Town, it just plods along. I like the chorus better than the previous song. It's a 4 out of 10. I just hate the sound of the vocals outside of the rapping. The vocals actually kind of reminded me of like what Asking Alexandria did with their like vocals, where it's like very like pop feeling. It's just not what I would go to for like a rock rap record. That glossy kind of sound, just very like pop band ish. Then I Don't Want to Die. This is just it gave me super Eminem vibes. you know, the rapping, and also just that white guy 90s feel. No change up in the rhythm. It's just, if it says I don't want to die again, I'm going to snap. Like, I really heard it so many times. I was just about to lose it. But drums are so stock. Oh, drums are so stock. So it's just so clunky. That was one thing in this album that drove me nuts. It feels like someone made it on, like, Fruit Loops, or, you know, Fruity Loops or whatever that program is you can use on your computer, like just a beat program. You know, so it's four. Hear Me Now, it's just a 5.5. Actually, this is one of the songs I like better, kind of had that Linkin Park vibe to it. Still, again, noisy, digitally sound, compressed feeling to it. Not a pleasant thing to listen to, but a better song. And then Gangsta Sexy. Oy, my Kyle knows he's torturing me with this music. He is over there laughing and celebrating, folks. So don't even for 1 second. He knows what he's up to here. It's just, oh my goodness, this is bad. He is loving every second. What?
It's all intentional.
Oh, I know. You're torturing me, sir. And to start 2025 off on the wrong foot, you know, with this. But then we get to Glory. Actually, one of the higher rated songs. If the synths didn't sound so fake, and the drum noises didn't sound so bad, this actually might elevate a couple points. It feels like they made this a whole thing on a keyboard, like literally like the one you used to mess around with in the mall, you know, like it could have been so much better if it had a you know, a real feeling of like musical, I don't know, like organic feel to it. Lights Out, this is the lyrics are wretched. This song is repetitive. It's a 4 out of 10. Coming Down, 5 out of 10. It's not bad, but really doesn't do anything for me. It felt more thoughtful in its how it flows. And then, I mean, Bullet is just a 2. It's just horrible. Oh my goodness. Yeah, like I'm not gonna say that, but yeah, like basically, it's just. It sounded like something Jack Johnson would have put on an album like this, but with like, you know, maybe like it just sounds like a commercial for something. But it's all tongue in cheek, but it's still not well done tongue in cheek. Levitate, it's a 4. It just, the drum sounds so stock again, lots of stock. Rap cadence is boring. It just doesn't do much, you know. Poor Me, this is a 3. This is the whole album felt like a parody at this point. Like certain songs are like playing on this. This one sounds like something the Black Eyed Peas would have put out. Yikes. It's like a club rap song. Tendencies, I gave this 5. Not much to say. Mother Murder, it's a 5. Again, noisy synths. Lump Your Head. Oy, what is this? This is like Disney meets like Footloose, and like it's just awkward. It's hard to take serious, and I know it's not serious, but it's like when I go into music, it's not something I want to like, you know, listen to and enjoy. Ledoux, 4. It's just a typical late 90s feel white guy rap. Scava, it's a 5. Nothing special. Melody of the Chorus is good. And then my favorite song of the album is Street Dreams, 6.5 out of 10. I might even go up to 7 on this. I hate the drums on this, but it's a catchy song. Of course, I love the melodic backing keys. I love the choir singing. I love everything about this track. It's actually one of the tracks that I'm like, man, like it's got good layers. It actually has good layers of things to like that kind of all accompany each other, and you want more of that kind of stuff. But you just didn't, and that's the last song, obviously, outside of the two instrumentals, which I didn't really rate. You know, apologize, instrumental and Coming in Hot. So overall, yeah, just not my cup of tea. There are little glimpses of things that like momentary kind of like feel like something that's being serious. The other ones feel like they're just really taking the comedic side to and almost the effort they're putting into it to a new level of unnecessary. 4.5 out of 10 was my rating. You know, I was going to knock 0.5 down and just go with a 4 out of 10. And I think overall, I'm probably going to stick with a 4.5 out of 10 overall. But yeah, just, boy, not my thing. And you know it, Kyle.
I'm shocked. I thought this was going to be a 4.5 out of 5 for you. That's what I thought.
No. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy.
Oh, boy. Well, you heard it here first. That's Mike's rating. We'll let him go first to get him out of the way, I guess. I'm going to go next. That's okay. I'm going to shed some light on this work of art. as someone who's – it's funny.
JT, add an F to that. A work of art. All right. A work of art.
Oh, dear God, Mike. Here we go. So, no. In all seriousness, though, this is one of those bands where I knew the name, but I knew nothing about them. I just assumed they were like a pop punk band for whatever reason. But going into this, I was like, oh, there's a lot of rap rock in here, a lot of hip hop influence into the rock music in general. And I was like, oh, there's a lot of it on here. I was kind of surprised, actually, needless to say. I'm just gonna get right into it. So they're a band that I knew the name. I just assumed they were like a pop punk band or metal band for that matter. I just assumed that. I wasn't thinking much of it at the time. So, but yeah, needless to say though, I'm very, very, very 50-50 on this. Cause it's like, it's something that I could get into if you give me more time with it. Like instead of just giving like a week, maybe I give me like a month of listening to nothing but this, or giving me a much longer time span, I could probably dive into like different little elements here and there of the music. But for this one, just giving the week-long notice or the week and a half-long notice for us to listen to this album. It's something that I would probably not go back to, respectfully. But at the same time, it wasn't necessarily bad. You know, it was not something I wasn't that into it either. But I'm going to get into the track listing in a sec. Here we go. Let's talk about the track listing for a second. Here we go. Kyle made us do the deluxe edition. So for those of you keeping track at home, there you go. Needless to say, Been to Hell, you know, it's hard for me to go. I'm gonna be brutally honest with you guys. It's really hard for me to go track by track with this because it just felt like I hate to quote Mike on this, but I listening to it all the way through start to finish, it really did feel like a marathon. And listening to it more and more as time went on, it kind of felt like the same song to an extent with minor defects here, minor defects there, over and over again. It just felt like the same thing over and over and over. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm saying for me, it probably just wasn't for me. So me coming into this album, I'm like, if I look at this track listing, I honestly cannot tell you the difference between like a Glory to Been to Hell to Tendencies. When I say that I would need more time with this, I would need a lot more time with this. And especially with the deluxe tracks like Mother Murder or Lump Your Head or Ledoux or Skava or even Street Dreams. Like there just are songs on here. Like this is an album. This is a type of genre of music that I have zero familiar with whatsoever. And I would need a lot more time to dive into an album like this than just a week. I'm going to be honest with you. So, but my enjoyment of it, it's got guitar riffs, it's got rock elements here, and the hip-hop elements work for me overall. It's just not, would I go back to it? Probably not. But if you give me more time with it, if you give me like a month, maybe a month and a half, just to like say, here, listen to this, but not in a compressed time frame of just 1 week, come back and listen to it sporadically over the course of a month, a week, or maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month and a half, this is something I probably could get into, objectively speaking. But as just an overall album, it's really hard for someone like me to dive into something like this very directly. So I'm just going to say, generically speaking, that it's hard for me to rate track by track. So I'm not going to rate every single track with a number. But what I will say, though, is that this album overall, though, I could see how it appeals to certain people. You know, Kyle obviously put it on the wheel for a reason. I could see why it could. I could see why it would be a fan favorite for many people who love Hollywood Undead or love this style of music. But for someone like me, who just is completely with a zero, literally a zero idea of going of this style of music and going into it whatsoever. It's just been so, it was a really, not a rough listen, but just like, okay, it's hard. I need a lot of time with this, more than just a week. Gonna be honest with you, bud. But I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I'm gonna go, my overall rating though, it's hard to rate something like this when you have zero, like when you're diving into something like this and you have no knowledge of the music itself other than just a name to go with it. So I hate to do this, but I'm gonna have to put it like a 5 out of 10, just like a straight up 5 out of 10. Because like I liked what I heard. I could dive more into it on this side of things, but on the other side of things, on the other side of the coin, if you will, I would need a lot more time with this. I would need a lot more time to dive into something like this more than just a, oh, you know, just a week long time spent to listen to this, or just, you know, I mean, I would need a lot more time with this than just a week. I hate to be that guy, but I just for the sake of listening to an album, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's great. I'm very, very much in the middle, and I'm quite frankly indecisive about how much I love or hate or like or dislike this. I'm very much a very center leaning person with this album, needless to say. So I'm giving it a 5 out of 10, just purely on the, here's an album. If you ask me my rating, here it is. 5 out of 10. That's where I'm sitting with it. This Hollywood Undead's American Tragedy, the deluxe edition. But I know somewhere in Kyle's head, he's like saying, how could you say that? But there's a reason why you put this on the wheel, my friend. I'm very curious to see what you have to say about this. What do you got for this album, needless to say?
You guys are crazy.
Kyle, you still have a chance to be the villain.
Oh, Mike, you don't know what's coming. you guys are crazy. This is a nearly perfect album. Nearly flawless. Near flawless. How much of that is nostalgia? Who the hell knows? But we're not going to separate nostalgia from other types of enjoyment and objective goodness here. Because this, and something that I didn't hear either of you say, but is evident throughout this entire record. Mike, you're talking about the electronics and like the sound fake and everything.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the time. It's 2011. The electronics in this are so reminiscent of that late 2000s pop songs that were on the radio, which I'm sure Mike was also not a fan of. But yeah. This nailed those electronic sounds perfectly. So going through the track list, I'm going to, like I said, nearly perfect album. Unless I otherwise specify from this point out, assume every song that I'm discussing is a 10. Unless otherwise mentioned. So, I mean, starting off with Been to Hell, I mean, this, we got a huge chorus on this one. It's made for that live setting. Comes right out swinging with one of the heavier moments of the record, probably in the top 3, maybe 5, the heaviest on here. Really kind of showcases on this one. They had a previous singer, a slightly different sound before this record. Also very good. Their debut was very good. This one kind of bring you into, here's kind of our newer, heavier sound, new singer. Great. Rap flows on this are great. I can't disagree with you more, Mike, on the raps on here. They're 90s white guy rap stylings. And I love that stuff. I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, comes out the gate swinging on this one. Into Apologize, which is like, if you're more familiar with their previous material, kind of more like, oh, look at this. We're still here. This is still what we do. I love the electronics on this. I love the vocals on the chorus. They're really smooth. I mean, Danny is a great pop singer. He does a fantastic job doing pop vocals on here. I mean, funny, Mike, you mentioned Asking Alexandria. First time I ever saw them was on a co-headlining with Asking Alexandria. At the Civic Center, and that was fantastic. So yeah, I mean, this one was super heavy on the electronics, synth elements. Really, this one's one of those reminiscent songs, those late 2000s, early 2010s radio hits. Works very well for me. Then coming in hot, one of my top Hollywood Undead songs of all time here. I mean, this is one of the classic Hollywood Undead tracks. It's a perfect party song. One of the catchiest on the album and one of their all-time best, honestly. Continues the use of those electronics from the previous track. I love the lyrics on this. They're so stupidly corny and dumb and cringy at times. I mean, you know, JT, I know you like to keep this PG for the most part. I feel like it's almost impossible to, when I can't not point out some of the lyrics here. This girl's like a Mac, the way she's riding my laptop. Hysterical. Mike hates fun. Because this is just followed a couple lines later by, these bitches play my skin flute like I'm Kenny G. How could you not love that, Mike? That's so funny. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And then the ever so dated line of, I'm about to smack that like I'm Akon. Who's heard anyone discuss Akon in 2025? But you know what? In 2011, that reference went hard, I assure you.
It was burning, yeah.
Great song. Absolutely great song. Kills it live every time. My Town, kind of more of a serious song in a way, like less party music on this one. Great track. Vocals on this one are some of the more pop of the record. Great chant on this. Absolutely made for live shows. And then one of the few songs that doesn't have a 10 on here, and I Don't Want to Die. Couldn't agree more on the repetitiveness of the chorus, Mike. That was the huge detriment of the song here. The chorus is incredibly repetitive, happens too much. Other than that, I love the verses on this. Love the vibe of the song. I think it has a great bridge. Could have done more with that chorus, for sure. Add another couple lines in there that aren't just, I don't want to die over and over. 8 out of 10, though. I really like the verses. Really makes up for it. Hear Me Now. Another just massive song made for their live shows. There's a reason it's still a staple in the set list. They, at this point in the album, they're really starting to show they can do goofy songs as well as serious songs with big choruses. And Mike, how could you hate Gangsta Sexy? Oh. This is another fun party track, further proving that Mike hates fun.
Yes, write it down.
This fits perfectly with that time period that the album came out. I really like the melodies, actually, in both the vocals and the instrumentation on this one. I think the rhythm section kicks ass on here. The synth hits during the verse really accent the rap flows very well. His vocals on the chorus, very smooth, very much like 90s pop reminiscent at times. Also, always great to see Funny Man getting some love on a verse here. He didn't get nearly enough throughout their catalog. And then we get to one of my two least favorites, In Glory. It is the most lackluster chorus on the album. It's repetitive, monotonous, but the instrumental is probably, in my opinion, the most basic and uninteresting on the record. It is saved by verses that are very well done. Johnny Three Tears doing his more intense rapping on here, kills it, brings up to a 6.
And I want to note that Glory is one of my more favorite songs of the album. So
which actually surprised me, because out of the instrumentation, I guess it uses less electronics, but I thought it was pretty uninteresting instrumentally. It's pretty much the same thing guitar wise throughout, not really anything interesting happening. But we pick it right back up on Lights Out. Instrumental being back to being more interesting on this. Rap versus kill it. I mean, Charlie Sheen, every verse he's ever done, I don't think he's done a bad verse. Massive killer song. The bridge is really great in this. I love it. Coming Back Down, I think it's a beautiful song. I think it's really well done. The vocal delivery is fantastic in both the verses and the chorus. The beat, it's kind of like a sentimental beat that works really well with the acoustic guitar layered over it. And the emotional lyrics on the verses really work well together. I actually really like the beat. The more I listened to it over the years, went from being more of a mid song on the album to being honestly top tier for me. And then Bullet. How could you not love Bullet? Another live staple for them. What's greater than having an entire concert of fans singing along to every word about unaliving yourself? There you go, JT. There's your YouTube saving censorship.
What's going on?
It's great. It kills live. But
it kills live. But I'm
always a sucker for a happy sounding song with incredibly morbid lyrics. Always a sucker for that. Works very well. Love it to this day. So dumb, but so good. Levitate, one of the most soaring choruses on the album. The synths really elevate this track. Incredibly well used to accent like certain areas, specifically like toward the end of each verse. And one thing on this album I didn't notice until I was listening to it specifically to break down to review it is there are a lot more nuances in the instrumentation and electronics and the beats than are initially present when you're listening to it. Like for the first time or just casually listening to it, actively listening to it, there's a lot more going on. And I think that on this track, each member really delivers, giving their all on the verses here, raising the bar as each verse goes along. Poor Me, my favorite serious ballad the band has ever done. I think the beat works incredibly well over the emotionally charged verses and the somber chorus about, you know, drinking your problems away. Lyrically, one of my favorite tracks of theirs, works very well. Tendencies, heaviest song on the album for sure, to kind of pick things back up after the slow one. Really like the guitar riff on this one. It's simple, but very catchy. Gets the job done. They're really like playing to what the song needs on it. Love the attitude the song brings. You guys know I'm a sucker for attitude in songs.
This one's simple? Is great. Or all of the... Oh, never mind.
Continue on. No, just this one. This one specifically. All the guitar on this album is simple. There's no, you know, there's no complex riffs here, but specifically this one managed to be simple yet catchy enough to stand out as a guitar riff to me. Mother Murder, we got a 9 here. We're taking it down to a 9. Lyrics on this one, surprisingly good. Instrumental is actually good on this one. I like it quite a bit. The transitions work very well on this track. The chorus, though, kind of slows things down a bit, just being too long of a chorus. I think they could have shortened it a bit, but not enough to bring it down substantially. Lump Your Head. Oh, Mike, you're so wrong. You're just so wrong. Super fun. Love this. I love that it's a different sounding track with the brass section on there. And yeah, it's computerized brass or a keyboard or yeah, Pro Tools, whatever. But that's fine. Gets the job done. One of the most unique tracks in their catalog. I love the bass line on this. It's groovy as hell. Got like the whole mafia theme going on. Great, great. Johnny Three Tears' tone of voice on his rapping is perfect for the style song. Le Deux, incredible song, pumped up song towards the end of the record. Shouldn't have been a bonus track, should have been on the actual album, but whatever. No one actually listens to the non-deluxe edition anyway, so it's fine. Lyrically, crazy stupid song. So dumb. But in a dumb way that works so well. I mean, you have such gold bars in here as Dick Like Hulk, yeah, they call me incredible. What's not to like on that, Mike? I don't understand this.
I'm raising my hand.
It's ridiculous as hell. In the best way possible. Great track. Skava, 6 out of 10. My second least favorite on here. Surprisingly, though, with similar thoughts to Glory on this one, but the complete inverse, where Glory, I thought the chorus was very lackluster. I thought the chorus was the best part of this track, while the verses deliver the most lackluster performance of the record, maybe almost of their entire catalog. Really devoid of emotion in most places throughout the verse on here. Ending of this actually had some decently cool lead guitar buried in the mix a bit, mixed with some like orchestration that was interesting. Wish it happened more throughout it instead of just thrown in at the end, buried a bit, but decent enough to save it a bit. And Street Dreams, incredible track. Why this was a iTunes bonus track, I'll never understand. This one I've loved since the album came out. Super fun melody. It really adds to the atmosphere too, and really paints the picture lyrically better than any track on the record. You know, when they're talking about the streets burning, it actually paints the picture of that, and the effects on like the vocals on there really add to the atmosphere too, to actually make you picture that massive arena chorus too. I don't know why this isn't a more, you know, played live song, but it is what it is. Overall, it's a near perfect album for me. Not only is it one of my favorite albums of the time period, might be a top 10 album for me of all time.
Three out of 10.
Love this record. But yeah, so you know, 9.5 out of 10, nearly perfect. We dropped like two of those songs out of there. Could have been a perfect album. Love it. Super happy that I finally got to talk about it here. And I can't wait till they put out another album so I can force Mike to listen to it.
No.
And that's
all. Oh my God. And that's all she wrote from the K-Man.
That's all she wrote.
Wow, that was quite the breakdown there, my friend. You're here first. Mike is the villain, unfortunately. I'm not too far behind, only because I got just weird at my point. I'm not super familiar with it, so I would not have. I need more time with that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying no, but I'm saying I need more time. Kyle's like, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Go and just read the lyrics along with it. I promise you'll.
Okay.
I need more time with it is a nice way of saying it's not a good album.
That's exactly what that means.
No. I give it a 5 out of 10. What are you talking about? Anyways. But needless to say, guys, this is our first album of the year. And are we spinning? Are there any of the releases coming out at all? Or do you want to spin the wheel again?
Nope, we'll spin the wheel.
All right, 1 second. Let me just. Spin the wheel. Can you our new software is kicking in. Can you share your screen? Is it possible in your room? All right, cool. Thank you.
Oh yeah, Kyle, did you make a change on the album wheel?
He did. Here's the wheel. Now we're sharing the wheel screen. Now you're gonna see what's our next album of
come 2020. On. Come on, it's second Kyle pick in a row. Let's go.
Second Kyle pick in a row. Oh god, I don't even know what's gonna happen. Let's see.
Oh, second Kyle pick in a row.
Oh, no way. He's right.
Let's go.
Boston corporate America. So wow, Kyle got two in a row. How about that? This is his revenge on us
from having the last picks of the wheel every time to having the first two. It's a good year.
it's a good time for the K-Man here and the Super Review show. So needless to say, you heard it first. Our next album is Boston's Corporate America. Kyle's pick from what year did it come out? The '80s, seventies? I forget.
No, it was 2000.
Oh, never mind. It's 2000s Boston. I take that back.
That's very non-popular album.
Oh boy. Well, this should be very, very interesting. Needless to say it, but we want to thank you for watching, and listening, however you enjoyed us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast. As always, Q&A podcast is not back yet. Correct?
Yeah. Eventually, but not now.
Eventually, with the birth of his son, he's like, "Yeah, I'm put it on the back burner for now."
Yeah,
a little bit busy. So we have a lot to talk Mike's about. Hey,
with the what's that, Mike? Right? Yeah,
I said he's going to have a lot to talk about. Yeah,
he's going to bring him on the podcast Mike with us. Podcast. The Mike's podcast. There's how Bernie Marcus is doing such a. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure. Bernie Marcus, the life and legacy of Bernie Marcus. It's the life and legacy of Bernie Marcus, part 1 through 9. And if you catch that riff, good for you. But thanks so much for watching our podcast, guys. Tune in next week for Boston's Corporate America as we break down and review this untouched gem, I guess you could say. We'll have to wait and see, of course. But for all of us here at the Super View Show, stay safe, take care, and we'll see you guys next week. Till then, be awesome.